One thing I hate more than Singaporean drivers on the roads, cyclists on the roads. Now, I've been seeing all these videos, there's one, literally 7 or 8 of them in like one group taking up an entire lane. Light turn green, one the cyclist, bang on the car behind
me. I saw that.
And the guy,
wow.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he dented the guy's car.
So like, I just got back from Bali. I remember asked where you're from, and I say I'm from Singapore. And no lah, you from India.
Yeah.
Wow.
He correct you.
I get that a lot of
times. No. You from India.
No, I'm from Singapore. No, you're not from Singapore.
Welcome back to the Liquid Courage Show, the World's Number podcast filmed in an actual bar, and today we are in Acid Bar!
Woo!
Acid Bar! Thank you so much to Acid Bar for having us and also letting us try some of their signature cocktails, signature margaritas. That's the Mimosa, that's a flat white martini, and that's a Clovo. More information on our Instagram that we're going to be featuring these drinks as well.
This is very interesting though.
It's like a
spicy taste to it.
I think it's cheap.
Yeah, that's why.
Like, yeah. Is it espresso martini?
Flat white martini.
You're a big fan of espresso martini. Yes. That's why I passed you that one.
How you know?
I stole it.
I told you. Yeah.
This guy doesn't remember anything that I have with him, right? Because he's always drunk, lah. They always don't remember.
Bro,
oh, you're just not very
memorable. No, to the times we never forget.
To the nights we never remember.
To the times we never forget.
We got that eventually. Now, obviously, today we are actually joined also with some familiar faces, but also the boys from the Tropic Monsters Tidbit podcast.
Yeah, man.
Okay, I have a question for you boys, which is like, why y'all here? Why do y'all decide to join this very humble podcast? Is there something that you guys would like to share with us?
To be honest, we just needed a drink.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
We contacted you guys. Hey, I saw your podcast. You all drink a lot of alcohol. So, this is the podcast we want to be on.
That's the vibe.
Yeah, bro.
Free, right?
Hey,
free,
but it's more fun to like really just like
because
it's
free, right?
Probably.
Actually, that's our main hook, lah. How we are able to get people here. Besides that, another reason is that I want to ask you guys one thing. Who here is a Singaporean? Everybody here is a Singaporean.
Yeah.
Yes, born and raised Singaporean. I know you're a Singaporean, but as homegrown Singaporeans, right, I wanted to ask you guys one question, which is, are you proud to be a Singaporean?
Wow. I am very surprised you all, because I am very proud. As much as I look not to be.
Nobody said that, no.
What do you mean you look not to be?
I got a lot of things against this, the way the system
is run.
The bus. I think people automatically assume that he's very anti-everything.
But I'm a fan, as in I'm a fan of myself being a Singaporean. I love being a Singaporean.
Got a lot of benefits.
Fucking unique.
Strongest passport.
No, it's not just strongest passport. It's like, oh, can I get a video? It's just, hey, it's highball.
The efficiency
one paragraph into one word.
Like Singlish.
The Singlish. It's like nobody, Singlish is a Singaporean thing.
Like normally, like, you know, like overseas people say, hey, what's the plan? We just how.
Right? Hey bro, how?
How?
Or shall we leave? It turns out to be just like,
yeah.
Don't even make any noise, just like that.
Chow.
I just nodded my head.
Just like one hand side, good enough.
Yeah, right hand side, left hand side. It's very efficient. Now, you guys been overseas, right? Do you guys code switch or when you talk to like a bit more, let's say like angmoh people, what we call angmoh people?
Sometimes.
For me, it's like, even especially when I sing, I cannot sing the Singaporean accent.
Can you try?
Okay,
for example, like Stay by Justin Bieber, but Singaporean accent.
Wait, how to sing with a Singapore? Tell me something, girl. Oh.
Are you happy in this modern world?
No!
I told you that I never go, I told you stay.
Is that something we can expect from your new music coming out soon?
Definitely no, man.
No, I don't.
But why not?
Yeah, why not?
For the parody stuff, sure.
Okay.
Like when I did the 30 seconds to Marsling, that one can.
But
like,
emo...
my original stuff cannot.
30 seconds to Marsling, wow.
I think
can you scream in Singlish?
Oh my god, wait, I need to hear this.
Honestly, right, I tell you one very deepest, darkest secret. All the lyrics that I write, I never remember.
What do you mean?
Means whatever I'm screaming, I also don't know what I'm screaming.
Nobody can understand
anything. Yeah, on stage, because he's screaming.
Actually, how do you do it?
Just like
I've seen your videos, but how you scream?
Oh, you need to use the diaphragm.
Demo a bit.
The growl.
The diaphragm again, lah.
It's a music thing.
No, as in you have to open up a diaphragm. Don't use a throat. If you use a throat, then you got sore throat. Yeah. So it's like sucking dick.
It's like sucking dick.
Yeah. It's all.
How do you know?
Yeah, I was like.
Anybody got experience?
Oh wow.
Anybody got experience in sucking dick here? Can comment on that.
Not me.
Diaphragm.
Fair enough.
No, but to understand the process of sucking dick, you have to suck dick. Like to respect the other.
So do you try sucking a dick first before you?
No, I never tried sucking a dick first. I was just curious about.
No judgment though. If you want to try,
No, I don't care. No, but I was just curious at some point. Like, how do they feel? Because for me, it's like. Yeah, but for them, it's like, oh, so much work.
That's always. And then
you have to go down and up. No, I mean, it's really a lot of work. So to put myself in that spot, to understand the process so that I can learn to also appreciate what they're doing. Yeah,
what a noble man, Jarvis, really. Yeah. You know.
No, lah, humans are only men and. Oh, shit, I cannot say all that. The binary, non binary.
Ah, fair enough. Fair
enough. Okay, humans are humans.
Right. Besides coming for a drink, the boys also have something very exciting to share with us. It's just their recent project called Living with an Expat. So, tell us about it, guys.
Yeah, so Living with an Expat is a project that we just did together with the rest of the crew and cast, of course. It's a sitcom based in Singapore about an expat coming from England to live with like three Singaporean flatmates.
It sounds like you're doing it politically, right?
Huh? Okay, then how will you say it?
No, just say it!
Because he actually watched
it. I did it with an English girl, Ammolang, come to Singapore, put her in a house where she live with an Indian, then got Malay and Chinese. Yeah, and then every day just bring them out, go and eat the coffee, eat the food. And then teach her how to order food,
teach her
how to buy clothes, how to be kiasu, all these things.
Thank you, man.
I can already imagine it being funny because I've seen it in real life. The social studies textbook, I know all his housemates, and for a while there was a French guy living with them as well.
There was a French guy living with us.
I'll walk into the house and I'll hear, bro, don't be a shiba-la.
Yeah. Don't be a shiba. He's a friend, literally.
How was it like?
Every day he talked to me, I'll just smile and nod. I don't know what the fuck he's
saying. I've met this guy multiple times, bro. I'm still not even sure if he knows his own name.
Yeah,
who's
you? Okay, thank you.
It was actually a French dude
that's
living.
Yeah,
a
friend.
And so he lived the...
Yeah, he lived it.
And guess he's...
I know all of them. There's the Chinese guy.
Okay.
There's the Malay guy.
Exactly. Okay.
There's the Indian guy.
Okay.
And then for temporary, for the season guest.
Yeah, one month. It's a French guy.
We should do the documentary or like your life mini series.
Just
cast
on your life. Yeah, my house is a perfect one. You don't need to pay actors. We are living that shit.
So how was it like when he first moved in and then you like straight away blasting with English or you try to code switch a bit or what?
No, I never code switch. Okay. I never code switch and he didn't code switch. He cannot code switch.
I don't know how.
Yeah, he just cannot because his French accent was too strong and somehow he's a pastry chef. You know, French of baguette.
Yeah.
What
French.
A stereotype.
Yeah, he's a legit. He's a stereotype.
No, but he's like... He's a stereotype!
Right. Like
he's a French guy, what
French
does he do?
Pastry chef.
The first time I ever heard
this guy's voice was in a video that he took. Because I was playing at the countdown show this year, right at the start of the year. And so they all tuned in to watch.
Yep.
And so they tagged me in an Insta story of them watching me on TV. And I just hear a voice from the background going, come on, Daniel!
Very, very Singaporean. You're all about that Singaporean lifestyle. Right?
Yes,
can I ask, would you ever, given an opportunity, like live somewhere else for like long term, like a year, 2 years, something like
yes,
that?
Yes, I dream to be a nomad.
Nomad?
6 months in every city of another country, but I will still come back here.
Why?
I will never let go of my citizenship. No, I'm just very proud to be a Singaporean.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Why? Because of the multicultural society that we have. I mean... Whoa.
This
it guy. Is multicultural.
No,
I just fucking love it because every country you go is just like same people.
Mm.
They are the same. But over here, they're like, huh, diverse. You're Chinese. You're not from China, man. No, we are from fucking Singapore. Singapore has all these. Mm. So we are fucking special in that way.
Like our culture is a mix of cultures.
But a lot of people overseas don't understand this. So, I just got back from Bali. And when people ask where you're from, and I say I'm from Singapore. Then, no lah, you from India.
Yeah. What? Wow.
He correct you.
I get that a lot of times.
No. You from India.
No, I'm from Singapore. No, you're not from Singapore.
No, but why would they say that though?
Yeah, because in their minds, like, Singapore is either a part of China or it's just Chinese people living here.
Yes.
So you don't realize that there's all right. these
Singaporean,
races,
just
all
Chinese. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Singaporeans are not just like one color. We are a diverse group of people. Mm-hmm. But in their heads, it's like all the Singaporeans they met are Chinese people. So when you say that like, I'm from Singapore or Jao is from Singapore, no lah.
You from India.
Can I say that I'm from Singapore? Would they question me?
Because the majority
No, but they
will
tell you from China.
I'm not though.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to say.
Yeah.
I think it's... I wouldn't blame them because like India, Indians, China, Chinese, Malay, Malaysia, you know that kind of...
Within the like a subgroup.
So then suddenly go on Singapore, that encapsulate everything put together.
It's a unique place, but yeah, I get it. Like when I go overseas also, say when I'm from Singapore, they're like, no, you're Chinese. Or like say, oh, your face look Chinese. And I say, yeah, I'm Chinese, but Chinese, Singaporean, they don't really get that concept. But
actually, I never got like the Singaporean is a thing. Like when I go overseas, they don't say I'm Singaporean. Even though I say, they say, oh, you're probably like Mongolian, Egyptian.
Mongolian?
Oh my god, you do look Mongolian.
He is, but you do
look Mongolian.
I'm not Mongolian. You got some Genghis vibes, bro. You got 90% right. You confirm got some Genghis Khan in you.
I thought a lot of people have Genghis Khan. Like
I think it's like 70% or something. But bro. 10 bro,
confirm.
Yeah. A lot of people are because of his
endeavors.
I can imagine you riding in on a yak, bro.
going
to battle, bro. I think you're prestigious, bro. You get the golden yak, bro. There's only like 100 and something left in the world, bro. But you got the golden yak status, bro.
I can tell you straight up, what I really want to do is go to Mongolia and ride horses in armor.
Oh my god, no.
And film it.
Not in armor.
That's content.
Want to do that. Wow. Yeah.
And it's not cultural appropriation.
If I'm
like, yeah, this guy seems about right. maybe you go Mongolia also, like sunny, a lot of the women and like, you know, then you're like...
He's always trying to set me up with women from all
over
the world.
No, I'm trying to say like, you know, maybe that's your rightful place, you know.
wait, hang on. Why does he have to set you up with women? Like, why is that such a concern for you?
I'm okay with saying this because I've been single for 11 years.
Oh, right? Okay.
And this guy's been trying to set me up all the time.
Yeah. Okay, but he's saying like, oh, you know, he's trying to find a date here in Singapore, but it doesn't work. I'm saying maybe you go to Mongolia, you have more luck there because like, he suits the vibes there more.
The vibes there.
We stumbled upon something interesting. So you've been single for 11 years, you say, right? Is it a Singaporean thing? Maybe you don't click with people in Singapore.
Is it because of him?
No, I
wouldn't. You guys hang out too much.
No, but it's more of like, I realized as well that Singaporean women generally don't like beards on Chinese men. Chinese men.
Beards on Chinese men.
Oh.
No, but the thing is, you can grow a full beard.
I'm jealous,
and you don't have the features to grow a beard. The reason why we don't like beard on Chinese men is because some of them, they cannot grow out. So it becomes like very fiddle.
I cannot.
It just comes wispy.
Yeah, like our foods.
Mini goatee after that, it looks a bit weird. Like,
yeah, but your beard really nice.
Yeah, your beard.
Compare their beards.
The beard gang, you know?
Yeah, the beard gang.
But clean shaven. No, actually because I trim, but otherwise if not, it grow out like that.
No, but you see his and mine, right, is like curly, curly.
Mine also curly, actually.
Like what, sorry?
He reborn.
How you reborn?
No,
but your beard fits your face.
Thank you.
And you have this connection, I cannot.
It's very hard to grow.
And you know, all my Indian friends tell me put whiskey. Every day I put whiskey, lanchao.
Yeah, I'm missing the
problem, bro. You put the whiskey in here.
Yeah. but it's not growing. I will never ever have the connection which I really want. The Wi-Fi not good enough.
Mine also not seem very like.
No, but you are connected. I'm not.
Well, I didn't know that's a thing.
It is a thing.
You'd be like, oh my god, I want this connection, but I can't. It's not like, it's not in our dictionary, right?
Yeah. No, but yeah, I
What's
really
the woman
want.
Equivalent of the connection thing?
Long eyelashes. I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
Eyebrows. Oh, eyebrows. Yeah.
Eyebrows. All right. Yeah. Connecting eyebrows.
No, not a connecting one.
Yeah. Tech eyebrows.
I don't know, in some, maybe some culture out there, like unibrow is a thing.
You have?
You
have?
There is, there is.
In Mongolia.
I don't know, I never go before.
So Wesley, you're saying that if you shave your beard, you're telling me there'll be more women going to you. You think?
I cannot shave my beard, that's the problem.
Like, okay, legally, or what?
Please don't shave your beard.
Yeah, don't lie.
I will never shave my beard.
Why is that?
Because as a guy, first thing first, like, I normally, like, guys, we normally don't put makeup. Right.
Normally,
what normally?
Because some guys do,
lah. Have you seen guys?
Normally,
do it. She's on. Yeah, yeah.
That's true.
So, but in any case, let me ask you, right? So, what I'm going to do is this: can you see my double chin?
No.
Exactly.
All right.
It's natural makeup.
No, but you would get bitches, like if.
No, okay, no. See,
I'm trying to think of a nice word.
With my lack of hair, no. With my lack of hair on top, if I shave off everything, I just look like a egg.
All right.
No, you look like a baby.
Yeah, which is worse. Yeah.
I don't think women want to date babies.
Exactly.
They want babies, but they don't want to date babies.
It's called passenger princess, not passenger mommy.
Because his skin is very good, right? So I can imagine, you have very good skin and you're like, you have like natural radiance and all. So I imagine if you shave off, you just look like a giant baby.
He's single, by the way.
No, but it's like bling bling egg.
I think there's some heat going on here. There's a lot of complimenting. No,
Jeremiah, love our baby looking.
Sorry, I'm in the middle.
You guys hang out too much.
There
we fucking go.
I'm in the middle.
Now we know. Now we know.
But Jeremiah is jealous now.
You want to change place?
No, but I get what you mean. Yeah, you
have. He does have a baby face.
Yeah, I got the baby face.
It's also a bit of a curse, lah. If I can, that's why I cannot shave.
I have one question though, since just to go back to like the whole Singaporean anger, what's the least favorite thing about Singaporeans that you guys, as Singaporeans, dislike?
Traffic. I mean, the way some people
drive. Cannot complain about traffic in Singapore.
No, I say wrongly. Bad drivers.
Oh my goodness.
I wouldn't say bad drivers. I would say impatient drivers.
I would say shit drivers on this road.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, I can't say because I don't drive.
Yeah, that's why.
No, but the thing is, let's say I take Grab or my friends drive, right? It's like every fucking day, right, there's some idiot doing stupid
making
shit.
Making someone else's life bad, like, not yours.
Yeah, and they're so selfish. I don't know why.
You know why?
Why?
Because it's called, when you drive, right, you have own a car, means you have the COE. So it's Certificate of Entitlement. So you automatically you are entitled.
In my world, I pay this money.
Change lane.
But how about this? There was once I encountered, right? So for example, this guy is obviously moving out of the lot. So me and my friend, we parked behind, waiting for this guy to come out, right? And it's a public car park. So the guy saw us waiting behind. He sees his light and waited there. So my friend was like, hey, I think the guy don't let us park. Then I was like, but for what? He's leaving. So I didn't believe. So we waited for 10 minutes. That f***er really didn't move. So we changed to another place. So we drove out. The moment we drive out, the guy fucking left.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Tell me why. Tell me why. Ain't nothing but a mistake.
Now number 5.
Oh my God.
Yes. You got it. Oh my God.
they really like. I feel like I'm in the middle of things.
No, but
like,
tell me why. I mean, like, fuckers.
You say that you don't like Singaporean drivers. What about the boys over here? What do you guys hate about Singaporeans?
I think entitlement for me. It's the entitlement for me.
Right. Yeah. Like the COE lah.
COE is one thing, but like everywhere, like everyone goes to, they feel like they're entitled to good service and everything, or like respect. You know what I mean? You want respect from service staff, you give the same respect.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one thing. I cannot tolerate people like scolding service staff.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Like the fella doing his job lah.
Yeah.
Right, like he's really trying to help you, so don't be difficult lah.
Have you met a lot of Singaporeans that are rude to service staff?
Oh yes.
Yes.
Quite a lot.
I think we all work in the service industry, right? Yeah.
Kena a few times already. I had to hold it in. Like, what's that? I like to call out Karens. You know what I mean? It's a small part of me that likes to call out Karens. So.
It's an unfortunate time to be named Karen for people who
want
to
name Karen.
Oh, there's a study that said that there's no babies named Karen.
Yeah, that name is done.
I think last year or something, right?
Yeah, that name has wrapped up.
What about you guys? What do you guys hate about?
There's one thing I hate more than Singaporean drivers on the roads. Cyclists on the roads.
Yeah.
They are the bane of my existence, man.
They don't adhere to the road rules also.
They don't.
Yeah.
They make up their own fucking rules. They ride everywhere. Suddenly got 7 of them in one lane. Then I cannot go. Then I've been seeing all these videos. There's one, all these guys, like literally 7 or 8 of them in like one group taking up my entire lane. Light turn green. They cannot accelerate fast, right? They all going.
one of the cyclists bang on the car behind
him. I saw that.
Dent the guy.
Wow.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he dented the guy's car.
Why?
Yeah.
I saw that.
Why?
Because he angry, like, got a horn.
The fellow horn. Bam, 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 bam.
He dented the car, dude.
Yeah.
Dented the car.
Then how?
There was recently a video where they went out and summoned a cyclist.
I was so happy, bro.
Justice is like the
videos of people.
Fuck cyclists!
Cyclists!
The videos of people giving like money to the poor.
Yeah.
Cyclists getting fined. Wow. Same category for me, man. Same category for me, bro.
Right.
Like, I think a tear to my eye, bro.
Like if they follow the road rules, I think we are fine. We are happy with the ones that follow.
They're entitled.
It's the entitled ones.
Yes, it's the entitled ones.
They don't belong anywhere on Singapore roads. Because like, you know, in places like Amsterdam, you have the cyclist lanes.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. I love cycling in Amsterdam, or places where there are actual cycling lanes. Singapore has
the PCN.
On the pavement also, where people and pedestrians need to walk, also don't belong there.
Oh, yeah.
On those people in drive, also don't belong there. There's no space. Like, it really is a safety hazard.
So it either make bike lanes, right?
Or don't lah, just don't fucking cycle lah, walk lah.
Actually, like, cyclists like to cycle on the footpaths. And like pedestrians like to walk on the cycling path, so that I will never really know why. Hey,
so why do you think the government allow like cyclists to be on the road?
Because it makes sense for people to cycle around Singapore. It's a small place. It's efficient. There's such a low like.
That's why I sympathize with them.
I do sympathize with them. I still hate them, but I sympathize with them.
No, but it is so dangerous because number one, they can't go as fast as a motorcycle.
That's why
they sort of like hog up traffic. But no, there are those that just. I saw like seen so many just ride in the bus.
Yeah,
lane.
So that's the problem.
Let's not pretend, there's still fucking PMDs everywhere.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Everywhere.
I recently encountered one. So I was driving. I dropped a friend home after work, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was driving on the highway. I couldn't see, but I saw like a few shadows on the road, and I realized it was a bunch of like guys riding their PMDs on the highway.
Oh,
and they had no lights.
No,
so I got very alarmed because I couldn't see.
This was recently.
Oh, fucked up,
recently.
YP.
Definitely YP.
YP.
YP. Then got the Bluetooth speaker on.
Can hear from me.
So they cannot. You cannot see the lights, but you can hear.
See
what?
They got.
You
don't
see.
You hear a bit too late.
You like your beat, I'm back there. No go, boy, diao.
Move
on, yeah, they would eat that.
No, the younger ones now they don't listen to that. That's our era.
Wow, no more Beyond.
No more.
No, the see.
希望你以后不会后悔没选择我。Well, so that's it, right? We can all be in agreement that we do like to. We like Singapore, but there are also some problems.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's something that was highlighted eloquently in your show as well, right?
Yeah, like, I think. For me, I haven't got a chance to say. But then, like, the thing that I kind of dislike about Singapore or Singaporeans is how I feel like Singaporeans don't really support.
Singaporeans.
Yes. Oh,
yes.
That is so true.
Yeah, I resonate with that. Yes. I'm wearing this for 30 days because it's the last time Singapore won a football match on 12th of September.
Yeah, you're really diehard SPL fan.
Yes,
right?
I'm a local football fan because local music fan, local football fan, local everything. Because if we don't support our own, then who the f*** going to support?
Yeah, but somehow the Singaporeans, when you see like Singapore Premier League, I mean, I'm guilty a bit also lah. Like, lame lah, you know, like, you watch EPL better, but, or like, when we hear our local music, we're like, just listen to Justin Bieber or whatever lah. You know, why must I support
Daniel Sid?
Local music.
Why must I support Daniel
Sid? Yeah. But I mean, of course, but I don't know why, but just somehow, I don't know whether it's our competitive nature or like, we are just, you know, afraid.
I think it's because we grew up with no identity.
Yeah.
I mean, that's before like Singaporean become an identity. We are always taught to mimic some other country or culture.
Speak good English.
Yeah.
We are whitewashed.
Yeah, therefore, that's
like, what we learn is to import.
Yeah.
We import our culture as well because we are still like a very like new nation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So like while you know like other countries overseas have like hundreds of years of like history to build upon, right? We don't have that. But at the same time, we're not fostering a culture that asks us to embrace what we have locally.
Mm.
Everything is about Singapore like growing to the next level, becoming a global hub.
Yeah.
But then we're only exporting things that don't create a culture.
Mm.
Everything cultural like. You know what, we import like F1 and that becomes a huge deal in Singapore.
Correct.
Yep.
Or we import like all these big artists coming in, but there's no support for like local stuff.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like even like local like created goods, people rather go for like fast fashion stuff than support. Unless someone gets like really big and then suddenly, wow, from Singapore, we're so proud. Mm.
Yeah. Razor, like, Calvin Klein.
Yeah, hey, so once you're a big brand, once you're a big brand overseas, then the government's like, we're so proud. Let's Singaporean, you know. But during their foundation stage, there isn't that.
Claim.
But they are starting to do it. So like with music and stuff, they are starting to have like programs that help get musicians here started. But and they are creating like more free festivals for people to attend. But I think you still need like to start with the earlier generations to really like get a culture to grow.
Yeah.
It's not an instant thing, man.
But I think also it has to do with language, because you know we, our common language is like English, right? Mm. So the media that we consume a lot is overseas, like in America or the UK or whatever. When we scroll Instagram, when we scroll TikTok, most of the content we see also is like from overseas. And then when we see the local content, it's sometimes like, you know, what's this? Or sometimes it's funny if it's like very local. But I feel like when overseas people, they scroll TikTok or whatever, it's all just their own country speaking their own language. And I feel that's why they really support their own people. Whereas us, what's our culture? Like we speak English,
really
then
have,
like we can just consume the so-called higher quality culture, which is like EPL or like you know, American media that sort of.
I've always felt like Singaporeans don't support the scene enough.
Yeah.
But I can see you're trying very hard with like the EPL to promote.
I do what I can. Because having friends like you all, you know, people working so hard to have a voice in this country and not supporting your own friends. So it's because of people like Daniel Seed and other musicians who are local, and I'm a musician myself, so to not receive support, I know the pain.
Yeah.
And to say that, hey, well, you sound like Justin Bieber, fuck you lah. I mean,
right.
Fuck off lah.
Like, we have our own talent as well, not just
like, we have our own, like, if you want to watch football, yes, English, but they don't care about you. They don't need you.
Yeah.
English Premier League spend 2.2 billion for the transfer window. They don't give a shit about you. You are nothing. But the league here, we still play football. The only difference is we don't have support, man. We don't have support. You just say, hey, nobody go, boring. Nobody go
and
because...
Honestly, it's so fun to go.
It's
such a fun. Such a fun thing to
come
do.
With me to a local game. It's fucking
it
fun.
Is.
Oh, I just want to chime in here.
One day.
That I would be a bit afraid lah to go watch football with this guy. But I think I'll have fun. I think I'll have fun. Okay, before Jarvis gets too excited, unfortunately, we do have to cut it a little bit short for today, right? Because I just want to say one thing, which is that I love being a Singaporean. And if you want to really just have a better look at what being a Singaporean is, and a kind of almost like a external view almost, right?
Yep.
Do check out the Living with Expat series available on where?
So
YouTube.
It's on YouTube, Facebook as well, full episodes. And we post clips on Instagram, TikTok.
Yes.
But yeah, it's really a show where, you know, in the eyes of an expat,
how you see Singaporeans.
Yes, how Singaporeans
The
live.
Culture shock, the unique experiences that as an expat you have to go through. Uniquely Singaporean problems.
Mm. And also, yeah, the struggles that Singaporeans go through and how an expat also acclimatized or like blends in with the local scene and culture. So, we worked really hard on this project.
Yes.
So, if you could
please
just check it out.
I could tell.
Yes, check it out. Living
good job,
with an expat.
Really good job.
Also, be sure to like, share, subscribe to Lil Courage Show.
Yes,
thank you,
Lil Courage,
for everything over here. And we will see you guys in the next one. Cheers!
Cheers! Cheers! Cheers! Bota Bolampa. That's a Singaporean thing, though. Yes.
Oh, really? Bota Bolampa.
Bota Bolampa. Hey, you want to finish it? Yeah. Hey, you all never touch your one.
I'm done.
What?